Hello, my name is Thea. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I'm not. I just had a question about testing.
What's going on?
I was wondering, I saw online you have to bring proof of eligibility for whatever group you're in. And I didn't know what kind of proof y'all were requiring for people who work in the judicial system.
Well, I know for sure regarding, like, your ID. Do you have, like, a work badge or something?
Well, I do appointed, like, I work in the criminal justice system, and I do appointed work, but I don't have, like, a badge. I have, like, a bar card showing I'm licensed, but I don't know if that is sufficient.
Well, depending on the testing site that you're going to, it shouldn't be that deep, you know? I didn't think they would, you know. But, I mean, if you feel like you need to bring it for an extra added measure, I wouldn't see why not. But I just, once your phase was, you know, into play, they would just be like, well, your name is such and such and such, your age, you know, and just asked you. Like, I didn't even think that they would even be like, well, we don't believe you. Let me see your proof. You know,
Let me see your business. Right.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, just to be on the safe side, it wouldn't hurt to bring that if you wanted to. But it shouldn't be that deep. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So.
And then my other question is, I know y'all are not doing, like, state address verification. So if someone's coming from out of state, they'll give it to you if you have an appointment, right?
Right. If you got an appointment and you're willing to take that drive, you can come on down. Mm-hmm.
You know, I live in Georgia, and I told my friends, I'm like, we can't ever make Alabama jokes again because y'all are killing it compared to us.
No, you're fine. You're so fine. Now, I know if it's the first come or first serve ones, like, you know, the ones that's not sponsored through the health department. Now, I'm not sure if they're letting people out of state get vaccines. You might need to show proof.
But if you made an appointment through the health department.
Yeah, the appointment ones for sure, yeah. But the first come, first serve ones, I can't speak for them because, you know, that's something outside of what we offer. You would have to reach out to whoever's offering or sponsoring that vaccination place. Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been very helpful. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Anytime. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, okay? Be safe.
Okay. You too. Thank you. Bye.